The prohibited over-harvesting harms both Indonesian and American jobs. That's according to Relita Wijeningla. She is the international secretary of the Indonesian Forestry Workers Union. Wijeningla was in Wisconsin this week along with her union's national president.
And we have a common interest with our colleagues in the American unions in terms of fighting and defending decent work in our industries.
She says cheap illegal wood imports flood the U.S. market and cut into union jobs in both countries. The two Indonesian union officials are working with the Sierra Club to lobby Congress to fully fund the Lacey Act. It's a 100-year-old law governing the importation of animals into this country. It was recently amended to include plants, including lumber. But there aren't enough inspectors to check each shipment coming into this country. Wijeningla says illegal logging has devastated about 20% of her country's tropical rainforest since 1950, taking with it the habitat of elephants, tigers, orangutans, and people.
We said that not only saving the orangutan, but also saving the orang-orang, which means also the forestry people.
The Indonesian delegation will meet next week with Wisconsin Senator Herb Kohl to request $5.5 million to fund the Lacey Act for wood inspections. The senator's office says he is a strong supporter of doing that. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.